here are the three not-so-obvious holes in your podcast that the best podcasters plug every December to instantly stop losing listeners and get more out of their show.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Targo Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the easiest way of getting more downloads on a past episode you totally forgot about.
The embarrassing mistake 99% of podcasters make with their show notes and how to fix it.
And finally, an automatic way to promote your newest offerings without having to spend hours recording new promotional content. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
Tig, since it is the season of giving, we thought, you know what? How can we give more to our audience? How can we give more to you listening to the podcast right now? And as we know, there are oftentimes habits we form as podcasters, as creators, as business owners that we're just habitually doing. For you, it's likely posting valuable content consistently, interviewing high-profile guests, likely promoting on social media, even though we all know how we feel about social media and its effectiveness in helping you reach more listeners. But you do it anyway, right? You do it anyway. Now, here's the thing. There are certain parts of your podcast that actually gets neglected, or rather gets ignored, that most people just forget about because they have this set and forget mindset. Elements of your show that if you just took a little bit more time on would drive way more listeners for your show. It'll make growing feel effortless. Now, today we want to reveal a little bit more of that. But Tig, why is it that, again, the three elements that are not so obvious, which we're going to break down in just a moment, why is it that these three key elements often get overlooked, dismissed, and completely neglected, even though most people wouldn't like to admit it?
Well, look, we all know how much effort, time, and bits and pieces goes into creating and sharing a podcast episode. And to be honest, some of these things that we do while we're creating an episode and during the process of getting it uploaded and sharing it with the world are very much set and forget things that we think about at the time and then never come back to. And you're constantly leaving a trail of your episodes behind, right? Whether you upload once a week, twice a week, once every 2 weeks, whatever. The things that you did in your episodes 10 episodes ago or 50 episodes ago, they may not be best serving you now and they may need a little update. And doing so might actually allow you to get way more out of your podcast. But this is something that most podcasters don't even think about because of the very nature of being on the treadmill, in the nuts and bolts of always having to think about the next episode. That it's easy to forget about making sure your older episodes are still maintained in a way that's going to get you the most amount of listeners and get you the most conversions to your business.
Perfectly well said. So look, what we're going to do, I think we've kind of gave a little hint at what some of these not so obvious things are. And again, these are the elements that the top podcasters, our clients who are growing rapidly, put their energy and effort into because they will drive way more growth for your show. So during this time, Christmas, when things are, you know, you could argue things are busier, but also quieter in terms of content you might be putting out. And again, you should be still uploading, but in terms of downtime, you should have more downtime. So focusing on either you going through these three not so obvious things or getting an assistant to help you fix some of these holes that you're probably experiencing right now. The first not so obvious thing that you should plug is looking back at your worst performing episode titles from 2025.
Interesting.
Bet you didn't see that one coming, right? Yeah. I'm like, okay. But I guess, why is it that we're focusing specifically on the worst performing episodes, number one? And number two, what do we do with that information? What next? How do we plug the hole?
For sure. Great question. Well, the worst performing episode titles, we mean literally the episodes from 2025 that has the least downloads over the year period or just all time. Very easy stat to see on any podcast hosting platform. You just go to your episodes this year, whichever one got the least downloads. That basically means that the title isn't really doing you any justice, and it's likely that those downloads were only from devout listeners at the time, but out of your entire back catalog, when people find your show and go and choose old episodes, they're just not even giving that one a second look, and that one isn't helping anything. So why leave it as it is? Why not improve it and make something better of it and convert it into something that does stand out in a back catalogue and does ultimately raise the standard and value of your back catalogue and your podcast as a big asset and product?
Look, I think this one is huge because you've probably experienced it. You've probably seen that the longer your episode stays out, the more downloads it gets, the more listens it gets. That's if it's a good episode. Now, you'll notice some don't, like Tig mentioned, the worst performing episodes aren't actually picking up that much traction. So why not go back, make those changes? That means that when a new listener discovers your show, goes through your back catalog, those episode titles stand out. Now, if you're wondering, that's great, guys, but how do I make sure the episodes do stand out? How do I change the title and make it irresistible? Well, we recently put out an episode titled Ignoring the Psychology Behind Irresistible Title is Losing You Hundreds of New Listeners Every Week. That's episode 349. So my massive encouragement is listen to the episode as you go through the worst performing episode titles you've had from 2025 and apply the strategies. We give you three specific strategies to apply to your titles, and that will turn your basically shitty titles, no offense, hope you're not, you know, hopefully no offense is taken, into incredible titles that again are irresistible. So that's the first one.
Oh, but Anthony, like, Christmas is super busy, man. I got family coming over. I deserve a break. I get what you're saying, but like, do I really have to do this now?
Well, if not now, when, Tig? Let's be honest. If not now, when? The new year's going to come around. You're going to have a plethora of other things to do. And look, to clarify, if you have an assistant that works with you, just get them to do it. Get them to listen to the episode and point them in the right direction. They'll know what to do, right? And if it's you and you don't have an assistant, well, again, where is the podcast in terms of priority for you? And you have to be genuinely, again, that's a serious question. It's like, there's no right or wrong, no judgment. But if the podcast is something you're serious about, if the podcast is something that you weren't happy with your growth performance in 2025, and you want 2026 to be totally different, where you're way more visible, where you attract way more the right listeners, and you actually start making the money you want to be making from the time and effort and energy you're investing into the show, these are the little things that are really going to make a difference. These are the things that sets you apart from everyone else. So that's my biggest encouragement. If you're serious about this, make time for it.
To bring it back full circle to the title of this episode, the top 1% of podcasters, i.e. the most committed who turn out the most successful, they don't just put this off till the new year. They make sure this stuff is tied up before the year ends, so they're not just leaving a trail of catch-up and unoptimized podcasts behind them. They're actually cleaning up after themselves, so to speak, and prioritizing getting the most out of their show. So if you want that to be you, you've got the action step, and there's even another recent episode on exactly how to title your episodes. Anthony, what's the second hole that appears as time passes with old podcast episodes that the most serious podcasters patch up early?
Well, put it this way. If the first hole we need to plug was turning our bad episode titles that weren't performing well into irresistible titles that actually get clicked on, well, let's say someone clicks on this now irresistible episode title. And they want to do a bit more vetting. They like the title, they like what they see, but they're still not sure if they should click play and invest the next 30 minutes to an hour of their time into listening to your podcast episode. So they click the title, they like it, and they go to where? Well, they look at your show notes. And if your show notes sucks ass, if your show notes sucks ass, I don't believe
show damn, notes have brutal today.
And can sucks ass, but if they do suck ass, then it'll be very apparent. It'll be weird. It'll be like, okay, this title is good, but the show notes are super odd. Like, what is this episode about? What's in it for me? The point is, if someone's clicked on your title and then gone to your show notes and they're not irresistible as well, they're not going to click play and listen. They'll bounce. And it means you've gone through the effort of improving your titles. Great, fantastic. But then you're losing listeners at the next step, which is when they go to find out, hey, is this worth listening to? And that's why the second hole you should be plugging is optimizing your show notes to be irresistible as well.
And it doesn't just stop at the conversion piece of make sure they're irresistible. There's actually a way more practical thing that happens as show notes age as well, which is links go out of date and links become not as relevant anymore. The amount of times someone has said to us that link doesn't work, and maybe me and Anthony are just the worst at keeping links intact and that field of business organization more so than anyone. But I don't believe that's the case. I think these things happen. And whether that's you change your Calendly link, whether that's you have a different landing page that you want to share,
whether that's you strip away all the various links you have in your show notes and focus on one specific link you want to send your listeners to.
There you have it. Basically, there's the conversion piece, which we've already shared, but then there's also the very practical upkeep of podcast episodes that age. And just the most blaringly obvious thing is like links break and links become redundant.
And quite frankly, it shouldn't be. You can get a decent assistant if you don't have one for as little as like $3 to $4 an hour. Again, worth exploring. That's what I'm going to say.
So for the second time, to bring it back full circle, these are the fine details that the most proactive, the most committed, and the most therefore successful podcasters don't just forget about or kind of think, oh, I'll get to that at some point. They make sure that they take opportunities like December, the year end, the season of reflection, the season of change and starting anew, to make sure this stuff is tied up and not the season of Christmas, to make sure it's not bleeding into the new year and losing you opportunities and listeners because these things are not fixed. One of the biggest things that are said online about the benefits of podcasting is this evergreen, right? You have this thing and you put it out and it doesn't really go out of date. It has a much longer lifespan than social media content, etc. But it does require some very low level maintenance. But that's not really written into playbooks anywhere, so to speak. So this is us saying, hey, if you haven't realized it, we get it. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to think about. But now you know, and there's no excuse not to do it.
And then that brings us to our third and final point, which is to really look at what things have you been promoting, similar to the show notes, what things have you been promoting in your podcast episodes throughout 2025 that are now redundant? And what do you want to promote in 2026 where you can actually go into your previous episodes and do what we call a dynamic post-ad insertion? And I'm going to break down what that means in a second. But the first part, meaning getting clear on, well, what do you want to promote in 2026? Do you have an upcoming book that you want to let your listeners know about? Do you have a lead magnet and you want to build your newsletter and you have a very specific lead magnet you want to share to attract people as you grow your email list? Do you have a live workshop that's interactive that you want to get your listeners involved with in 2026? Whatever that is, get super crystal clear on what it is. And then you want to create a very simple, like a 30-second ad read that shares that to your audience. Now, because you're applying this to old episodes, it means you don't have to record new content to promote it. You can do that as well. But the magic here is what we call a dynamic insertion post-ad role. Again, dynamic meaning it's flexible. You can constantly change what that ad role says. Post-ad means after the episode has ended, that's when your listeners will hear the ad. What we're basically saying is you have the flexibility of changing the ads your audience hears at the end of the episode freely using your hosting platforms. And you can apply that to all 100 episodes that you might have, which means whatever you're looking to promote gets huge amounts of exposure coming into 2026. You'll have more signups, more book sales, more people joining your newsletter because they want to join your live workshops. This is, again, a very not so obvious change that most people ignore. Now, Tig, what are some things that our listeners should be mindful of when it comes to the, you know, again, this final piece here, which is a dynamic ad. That's such a fucking mouthful, isn't it? Dynamic ad post ad role. That's such a mouthful.
It makes it sound way more complicated than it is. And the worst thing is potentially hosting platforms have slightly different ways of naming it. But yes, it's dynamic because you can swap it out without going back and doing it manually. It's an ad. I mean, it's not necessarily an ad, but it's just a little piece of audio you can just insert into the episodes. And yeah, you just do it all at once and then all of your episodes are changed. So it's a great feature. The things to be mindful of is, well, the first two points we've covered today, we hopefully have made it clear enough. There's really no excuse not to do these things. There is an excuse not to do this last one of going and adding a post-roll ad. And you would be excused from doing this if, A, your call to actions and essentially the things you have been offering and promoting and trying to lead people to in your podcast all of this year has gone really well and there's no reason to change it. Or B, you're not yet clear on what you want to change it to. In that case, don't force it. Don't go and just randomly choose something and change it for the sake of it. But if it is B and you don't know what you should change it to, consider why that is. Because again, unless your podcast has been really converting for you, then it's likely that it could be worth redirecting the call to action or the conversion piece of your episodes to lead people to something new or to lead people to the direction you want to go in 2026. I'm not really sure if that was what you were looking for, by the way, with your question, but...
Look, there you have it. Three not so obvious holes that are likely losing you listeners by you not going back and optimizing old performing episode titles. It means those old bad performing episode titles won't pick up more traction in 2026. You basically might as well not have recorded them. Number two, if your show notes suck ass, we want your show notes to kiss ass so that when someone does click on episode and are considering pressing play, your show notes convinces them to do so. And a final piece, if you're clear that your current calls to action are driving the engagement from your listeners that you want, don't change or add any new post dynamic ad roles. You don't need to. However, if you do have something you want to promote and it's new, or your current calls to actions aren't performing at the rate you like, then we encourage you to experiment with the dynamic post ad role feature that allows you to promote anything you have coming up and drive your listeners to take action. So look, this is all timely right now because it is December and we know things can get busy, but these are the tiny things that does make a massive difference. So we hope you've gained clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and simple changes you can make today to grow and monetize way faster. With that being said, we'll catch you on Monday's episode.
See you on Monday.